on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. So, how's everybody doing this evening?
Good.
Good.
I was stealing your line.
You owe me a soda.
Yep, jinx. I had a really good day. Today's been really nice. The weather's nice. Times.
Did you get some flowers?
Real Wars.
I did, but you know, funny enough, they were all broken in half.
Your flowers were broken?
Yes, and they were pro flowers too. I'm supposedly getting new flowers on Tuesday.
Ah.
Yeah. I thought it was ironic. Yeah.
So someone out there got some 75 reward points, and you got busted up flowers.
Yeah, not cool. I just want my points.
I sent flowers to my wife for out of pro flowers. I thought it was a great promotion that Zynga did, and that they were beautiful. She really loved them. So
I saw a lot of people buying flowers from it.
Yeah,
really good deal.
Did you wait till the last minute, Jen?
Is that why? Well, I went to buy them. And so then I looked at the bill and I'm like, what? The price was like double what the flowers were. And I'm like, what's going on here? And there was like 2 delivery fees, a shipping and handling fee. And I just felt like they were trying to pull a fast one on me.
Oh.
But do you think that's why? Because it was the last minute?
I think it was the last minute. You probably paid more for the shipping.
Well, I went to 1-800-Flowers because I did not like how they billed me for every little thing, to include the little card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They charged you extra to include a card.
Yeah, and the vase and care and handling, shipping, and then another shipping. And I'm like, well, what's going on here?
Huh.
So I decided that I would just buy the reward points and save money.
and they were 40% a lot today, I noticed. I don't know if anybody else saw that.
Oh, the reward points.
Yeah, they've been on sale a lot lately.
I had a funny thing happen with that.
What was that?
I got the 40%, so I bought them, and they never showed up in my account. So, you know, of course, I was freaking out, and I went to customer support, and they're like, well, we have a separate department for that. You have to contact billing. So then I wrote to billing, and Rinsler, one of the super moderators, he like, looked into it and helped me out, and he was like, well, it's like something happened on the Facebook side of it, and they couldn't do anything. So I was like, okay, well, I'll try to contact Facebook. I don't even know how you do that. But then I noticed I had Facebook credits.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going into my Mafia Wars account, but they weren't with the discount. But what was really cool is they sent me an email after they said I had to, you know, go to Facebook. They had sent me an email and they credited the reward points to my account.
So now you still have the Facebook credits and?
Yeah, and I wrote back and told them that because I would have felt guilty if I didn't.
Right.
And they wrote back and they said, well, as a special favor to you or something. They just said I could keep they weren't going to take the reward points away.
Oh.
Nice.
Probably because I don't think they could have calculated how to do that.
Right.
Yeah, they couldn't figure it out.
But I felt a little bad that I threw such a stink and here I had the Facebook credits the whole time.
Well, that was where it got confusing when they switched to that whole, you have to buy the Facebook credits before actually getting it converted into Zynga dollars.
And what are the point of the Facebook credits?
It was the way that Facebook can sort of track how much purchases are going on.
See what's making money.
Well, and then they get a cut, too.
Yeah.
Like 30%, I believe.
Really? That's pretty good.
For Facebook, yeah. Not for Zynga.
That's why Zynga loves their people that go out and do the wire transfers.
Yep. Or the virtual gift cards. And actually, the virtual gift cards, you get more reward points. And you get loot items and extra loyalty points. So it's really a better deal.
Yeah, except for it doesn't pan out if you get the 40% off.
Oh. Yeah, but it's better than the 30%, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I think Mike Nestor had run the numbers on it before.
Yeah, he did all kinds of math with that.
Yep.
I'm like, just tell me which is better. But the only downfall is if you do the virtual card, you have to wait for them to credit. It's not instant.
Right.
But I think they've gotten faster from what I've heard.
Very good. So what's going on in Spockholm?
Some busy stuff. I slept, and then all of a sudden I woke up, and things changed. I felt like I was in the world of the Zingons. No, actually, it was kind of funny, because I had seen notes as I was catching up, because we're in different time zones, Martin, Ike, and I. And I woke up and started looking through the notes, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a new robber that no longer uses the on-click events, which should prevent some of the hanging that we had been experiencing in the robbing that we had originally designed. And so it's called Robber BG for background. Anyway, so that came out, and so I sent a note to Jen saying, hey, did you know we came out with a new robber? Because I knew she was having some problems with it hanging. And she says, yeah, old news. And it was already posted on her blog. And I'm like, dang, I shouldn't have slept.
Martin sent me the message too, but earlier than you.
So they've been busy. The other one is I keep talking about it. It's almost like we keep promoting this property manager, and unfortunately it hasn't released yet because we've been trying to get it, you know, sort of the best it could possibly be, as opposed to releasing it and it not working very well. And so we've got it pretty well down now that it'll come out pretty darn quick here. I think we talked about the crack to safe once before. That's out. That's, you know, something that lets you tell how many times you've actually gone ahead and cracked the safe. I think that's probably the last of the ones that have changed recently, unless there's something else that slipped through the cracks. I probably need to go and do my research. I've also been working on a new tutorial for the simplest of things with regard to Spocklets or Bookmarklets, which is the installation of them. So I'll have a new training video up before too long on the Informant Podcast site on YouTube that'll have that tutorial and that walkthrough. So
nice.
Yep. So
it seems I've been getting a lot of questions lately of people like just trying Bookmarklets out for the first time.
Right. And that's what I kind of thought. I think it was Tex that asked me one time if we had one. And I said, no, I hadn't done it. And so I've actually now started recording it, and I'll get it fine-tuned and cleaned up and then posted. And then I've got some other ones I'll be doing too, because now with the new property manager, there's a lot of great features in it. The ability to recraft items by, you can use your reward points to craft now too, which is something that we've long avoided, but have, you know, succumbed to the masses really asking for it. And so that's going to be in this version.
Nice.
That'll be released to the public. And, yeah, there'll be some really nice features. There's a lot of features for begging. When you got to beg for items, it'll actually make those Facebook posts for you if you asked it to, and that kind of stuff. So there's always some good stuff coming out. I really like the new robber especially. I think it works really well, and especially in light of what, you know, Jen will be covering, all these new fighting loots and stuff like that. And I'm as pleased as punch that they finally got new items to show up in the robbing, including some fighting loot. So
nice.
Yeah. So I'm kind of happy about that.
I knew you'd be happy.
Yeah. I love my Robin. I love my Robin. So
Are you still fighting?
Robin Hood. No, I don't fight as much. I rob now. Again.
He's a robber.
Back to business.
And speaking of robbing.
Yeah.
Team Spockholm got $3 trillion of my dollars.
We didn't get it. Let's not start that rumor.
What happened?
It'll be back to the days of like Aaron being blamed for people losing items during transition and Chucker.
Yep.
Yeah, no, we did not take your money, Jen.
I was testing the new robber bookmarklet, and at the time it had an auto start and an auto banker, and I just happened to have been in New York when I checked it out.
Yeah.
And I saw banking your money. I'm like, what? And I have like $110 trillion. Well, not anymore. But.
Now you got 7% less.
Yeah, so my next like 50 boss fights are going to be dedicated to you. And Mike Nestor did the same thing with the property manager when he was testing it.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the reason why we want to test.
Right, and we don't feel bad because, you know, because it happened to us, it prevented it from happening to a lot of people.
Right.
But I wonder if customer support would credit people.
credit you back your lost money? Yeah, right.
I doubt it.
Seen some of these transcripts.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're very generous and people get all kinds of stuff.
Depends on who you get on the phone or on the chat, I guess.
All right, so fill us in, Jen. Lots of stuff obviously changed, so.
Teach us.
Where to start?
Every show, there's so much, I don't even know where to begin. But the big news that you just talked about is the new high-end fighting loot, which is the fifth generation, four new items. I wish they would have mixed it up and not had them replace so many existing fighting loot items. But they're dropping pretty regularly and robbing because of a bug. There's like a hang-up where you'll keep getting the same reward over and over and over again. So if you get lucky and that happens on one of these fight loot items, you're going to get a whole bunch from a robbing run.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but they're dropping pretty regularly as well, just even during normal robs.
You know, I did like some 30,000 stamina rob runs in all the different cities. Uh-huh. And it was the ones that didn't get hung up on that bug had maybe for 30,000 stamina had like 6 to 8 of those items.
Yeah.
So, but the account that I tested it on is very weak, so I'm sure
more. Yeah, a lot more losses than some of the others.
Because what's really cool is, that was the second thing I was going to mention, was that in addition to these new loot items, robbing is now the same as fighting when it comes to loot drops. The same loot drops in both functions.
Yee-hee! Woohoo! Yahoo!
Yeah. That made a lot of people happy, and if they do adjust the drop rate so it's equivalent to fighting, I think they're going to see a huge shift over to robbing, and then the fight list isn't going to be full of dead people anymore.
Right. True. It certainly will make a big difference for people with high stamina, you know, because if you're out there just to burn stamina, obviously the fastest way has always been to do it in robbing.
No, stamina jobs are actually faster.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about, that's true.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that'll eat it up fast.
But then you don't get buckus from them.
Don't get anything for it.
Yeah, so then it's not worth it from that standpoint, especially if you're just trying to build up your attack and defense.
So it's super cool. So no more brass knuckles and lucky shamrock medallions or whatever those were, like with one attack. There's obviously crap is still going to drop as it does in fighting, but it's kind of nice now to have excitement over your robbing loot logs.
It's new crap. We like new crap.
Well, that's my favorite thing about like a brawler run is when it's done, I like to look and see what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with robbing, you don't even bother doing that because you know you got like a bunch of crap. And it was exciting with the diamonds at first, but, you know, now those aren't a big deal anymore either. So I've been enjoying checking out the robbing logs. And then in addition to the new loot, we also see some more property upgrade items dropping from fights and robs, like the Italy parts. Mm-hmm. So people who haven't upgraded their villas should be happy about that. And I did find a construction worker drop during robbing.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that yet. Yeah, me either.
That's just one. It was on one of the runs I did.
Wow, cool.
So they do exist in that fun. One of those.
I can't get enough of them, guys.
I know. I'm almost done. All I have to upgrade is my workshop, and then I'll have everything upgraded. But I'm not in a hurry because the workshop, all you can do with it is build some crappy boosts. They have a new loot item for a limited time that you can actually buy in the city store with your reel. It's like $3 million, unless you have the discount from the bonus. But the stats aren't really good. I don't know why they do stuff like that, and then they don't give an item that people would want. Because if it would help my score, I would probably give up that $8 million that I have.
Right.
But you should be hanging on to your Brazil money and also your 2x mastery boosts, which do work now in Brazil.
Oh, because of the next sections.
Right.
Are they going to release? Are they going to release more chapters? Or they don't?
I don't know. I mean, I know like Vegas and Italy had 3 additional add-on.
Right.
But you know how the pattern kind of, well, some people say it's a pattern. I don't know. Like Cuba's a lot like New York, and Moscow's a lot like Bangkok. So now Italy and Vegas are a lot alike. And then now Brazil's kind of on its own. So it's hard to say if it will follow in the same footsteps.
Yeah. Well, I imagine the next city, they're probably making it look more like Brazil, unfortunately. I wish they'd make it back to looking more like Italy and Vegas again, but
Brazil is just horrible, I think.
I can't stand the navigation. It's pitiful.
And the lyrics are just horrid.
Well, what worries me about the next, if they open more of it, it's going to take so much to get through anything.
Imagine what it's going to take if they come out with 3 new levels.
That's what I was thinking when I was doing it.
So I know there's a lot more going on.
Oh, yes. The secret stash.
Yeah, explain that one. It's only opened for me once where you have to move the drag and drop.
Uh-huh. Well, the new secret stash, which they already told us about a while back, but then changed their mind and said it wasn't fun enough. They finally implemented it, and it's confusing a lot of people, but here's the deal. And you got to read the fine print, but the problem is that pop-up only stays open for 15 seconds. When you get it, and you'll only get it once a day, and you can control where you would like to get it by your settings. Mm-hmm. So if you want it while doing jobs, just make sure that's checked. You'll get the pop-up, and then you have to drag the 3 people over. And of course, most would go for the hard loot item because it has better stats. Now, if you're successful, that doesn't mean you get the loot item. It means that you have like a 9% better chance to get it than you would had you not moved the 3 people over. And I have yet to been successful on one. I think Mike Nestor was once. But anyway, so if it says, sorry, you didn't steal anything, ask your mafia to help you. Well, then you have to make some requests and get people to help you. But the item they give you is usually a piece of crap. Like, I had a stab-proof vest. It was, like, stats of 2 and 5. Like, do they really think I'm going to waste any of my requests or my time to send to my mafia members? And they're going to be like, what the hell is this? I don't want this.
Right.
So that's the lowdown of how it works. Now, if you don't want the pop-ups at all, you can turn them off. And you can help your friends. So when you see these secret stash posts in your news feeds, you can click on one of those a day, and then you'll get the pop-up screen that way. If all this wasn't enough, there's going to be a new boss fight event that everybody loved and wanted, but they decided to kind of mess with that, and it's going to be different. So you're not going to need stamina to attack these bosses. You're going to need consumables that supposedly drop and fight jobs and jobs.
That should be here Tuesday?
May 10th, they said.
Yep, Tuesday.
Things don't always go according to schedule. So we'll see. But they're giving us in our game, if you go to the homepage module, like the last page, once a day you can collect some of these consumables. And then there's a fan blast for like 1 to 5 free ones every day. So we have no idea how many we'll need.
So just collect them.
I'm sure they'll be available to buy with reward points.
Of course.
That's what I'm going to do. Just so I can post it on my blog.
Uh-huh.
You keep telling yourself that.
Because I want to be like the first one to do it. And if I have to go collect consumables, they're not giftable. Hopefully they sell them cheap, though.
Yeah. So.
Like the New York property upgrades that are 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Is that about it?
No, but that's enough.
We always have next show to cover the rest of it.
Yeah,
there'll be more to be out by the time we just air this one, which usually ends up happening.
Especially if that actually happens on the 10th. So, yeah.
So I'm going to introduce someone very special to me, my eldest son, Peter, and he's going to talk a little bit about a Love is Louder movement. I'll kind of tell you a little bit about what, you know, brought this to light was, you know, he had a gentleman come to his school and he'll talk about all this, but it really got me to thinking a lot of the things that have been going on in the game with players. That's a friend of ours, Mindy and Susan, that had been dealing with bullies in the game. Sort of, this is sort of turn the other cheek kind of approach, I think, to that. And so it just seemed like it was sort of a timely thing. So without further ado, I'll introduce my son, Peter. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're always good.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I just want to say this right now. You're welcome. I just want to say this right now. You guys can ask me any questions while I'm talking. You can interrupt if you want. If you have any questions, you can ask. A few days ago, we had this man, Cameron, going out on a limb on how to pronounce his last name, Ernst, came to our school and was talking to us about this movement, Love is Louder. And it's sort of like the other Stop Bullying groups, except for it's not saying, like, demolish bullying and stuff. It's just saying love is louder than hate, than pity, than everything. It really got me thinking because me, myself, I'm a victim of bullying. And one of the things I want to talk about is there's this joke at school. Love is louder except for when hate has a megaphone. And I'm going to use that as an analogy. Hate sometimes gets that megaphone. Love is always louder, but sometimes we let hate take over and it gets the upper hand and it just seems louder. And I want you guys and everybody listening to not let hate get a hold of that megaphone. Keep it from that. I want that to be your personal goal. And Love is Louder was a movement created by the Jeb organization and Brittany Snow. And so they started it after suicides by kids that were facing bullying and to get it stopped. And a lot of people have joined it. And I wanted to come on and talk about it as my way to help out with the organization. And maybe all you do is you write Love is Louder on your hand and you tell people at school or at work, love is louder. Or you say hi to that person you don't say hi to every day. Or using the name. The name really helps. When you go, hi, how you doing? It's just saying hi. But when you go, hey, Pete, how are you doing? Then it's personal. Just be nice to everybody. Love is louder. It's not about just completely crushing the bully. It's about just turning the other cheek. And they have a Facebook page, a Twitter page. You could just become a fan of that. And my goal is for you guys, as I said before, don't let hate get that megaphone. And remember, love is louder.
Hey, Peter.
Thanks. Yeah?
What's the one word I told you guys never to use?
Hate.
Why?
Because it's a very bad word and you should just extremely dislike people.
Since they've been boys, I've always told them that the word hate is something
is a very bad word.
It's a bad word. It's something that it's an extreme. You shouldn't have to hate everything. You know, dislike it immensely, that's probably okay, but you know, you don't always have to hate something. So it's just funny.
It's definitely an overused word.
Sorry, it's an analogy. Sorry, just an analogy. Don't get on me for it. Okay.
Well, this is a really cool project. I've already liked it on Facebook, yeah. And so I hope everybody should do that. That's
I want to
really
like
says
it
a lot.
Too.
Yeah, like it.
You guys have any questions about it?
What got you involved in the project? Well, I know you said, but like, what motivated you to like want to do something?
It was just at school. I wrote it on my hand, and I was a victim of bullying, as I said before, and I just don't think bullying's that great of a thing, and I want it to be stopped somehow. And so I'm just doing my little part to stop bullying.
That's awesome.
Well, that's really admirable. Yeah, because a lot of people would be afraid to do that because they would think the bullies would get more upset.
Have you seen any sort of negativity coming from any of these bullies since it, or have you noticed a change?
There's sort of been a change, but a lot of people have just sort of made fun of the thing. As I said before, they made that joke, love is louder except for when hate has a megaphone, but I'm turning that sort of against them into something that can teach the message instead of being a joke against the message.
We'll tell them to get a Mafia Wars account and we'll ice them.
I will, okay?
And really what about you? Do you ever play Mafia Wars?
Me? I don't have a Facebook yet. Evidently, I'm not mature.
Oh, you're too young.
Well, maybe
your dad did it right.
He's trying to claim that the 13 moved him into a new age category.
Yes,
that
it does.
Allows him to get a Facebook account.
It's legal.
Well, you're
to have
a teenager
Facebook at 13.
Now.
It's legal
oh,
to have Facebook
it?
At 13.
Yeah.
So I think I should get one.
And you should.
I've tried.
Your dad can teach you how to be like a really strong Mafia Wars player.
A robber.
And you can be in my mafia.
Okay. All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks so much.
Well,
I'm
thank
really
you.
Proud.
Yeah. Wow. Impressive.
It's very impressive. It's nice to see kids doing that kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's sad that so many people have to put up with bullying. And especially like in our game, if people cry bullying, then there's always like a there's like this big dichotomy. One group says, it's mafia war, suck it up and deal with it, don't be a crybaby. And then the other group is like, well, that's not right, you should be able to play the game if you want.
It's tough to identify what is bullying, I think, and especially in our game.
Right, and Zynga asked us to help them define what bullying is. I know they know it's a problem, but the problem is a lot of the bullies that you see out there are their platinum and diamond players.
Exactly, that's why they're bullies.
Like one of our buddies that gets kicked out of all the mock wars.
Well, and his goes to the point of almost extortion. I mean, that's a completely different animal entirely, too. I mean,
yeah.
I guess that insane. Is true bullying. Hey, give me your lunch money, kid. I could beat you up.
It is bullying.
Like, some people enjoy that. They like getting people all riled up, and they like attacking the same person for a while. You know, they get bored and move on.
Yep.
And yep. I think, like, especially in our game, the best thing to do is ignore the bully. And I'm guilty of not doing that. I've made a few posts about specific bullies where I think if no attention was given to them, but then if you don't bring the subject out in the open, then nothing gets done about it.
Yeah. That's why you almost have to talk in generalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are two sides to every story.
That's true,
and
too.
Anything you read. But when you see some documentation, I don't care if it was provoked. I don't care if the other person, you know, responded back poorly. But there's no need to attack someone for their physical appearance or their situation in life, you know, from a game that we're playing. I don't think that's right at all.
So does anybody got any shout-outs tonight since Chester's not here?
Peter, you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got one. I wanted to do a shout-out to Cameron Erst, just thanking him for, like, introducing me to Love is Louder and to Brittany Snow for making Love is Louder, and I think it's a great movement.
Thank you. Jenna?
My shout-out's going to go to my kids for giving me a great Mother's Day weekend.
Very good.
Thank you.
Jennifer?
A shout-out to everybody who entered the contest. We had almost 1,500 people, and Mike and Pete and NG are going to help organize that. We have a little behind-the-scenes work that we need to do, yeah. So we're hoping.
Same problem going on with the Spockholm giveaway, too. It's some of our getting a little distracted and not getting right on top of it. So I apologize. I'm behind schedule.
Pete, do you have any shout-outs?
Actually, yes, I do. I want to give a shout-out to all the moms out there that hope they had a wonderful Mother's Day. And then to all the Spocktonians that are mothers. Hope you had a happy Mother's Day. Anyway, that's my shout out. So
awesome.
Yep.
Have a good week.
Hey Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at InformantPod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car, scared him crashing to the brave new